The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place Hawks take to the diamond for exciting softball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks softball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. It is evening. I know we had a 7 o'clock first pitch, and here it is 7 after 8, and we are still not there yet, but the groundskeepers are out. They are turning through the infield, and our previous game between Seattle Christian and Linden Christian finally got over. And we should have a first pitch coming here within the next 10, 15 minutes. The Lady Hawks in a loser out game here against an old district foe, the Royal Knights, with whom we split a doubleheader back on April 14th. The loser will be out. The winner will go on to meet the loser of Seton Catholic Cedar Park Christian, which is in the private school part of the state playoff bracket. After we take a break, we'll talk about that playoff bracket, who's been winning, who's in the consolation round, who is out at this point. We'll take a brief look at that Elm game as well as the doubleheader against Royal back on April 14th, maybe to get some idea of what we might be in for this evening as the Lady Hawks trying to extend their season into tomorrow. We're in, what is it, dusk or twilight here in Richland after a balmy spring day getting into the mid-80s, but the sun is down, the lights are on, and they're striping the infield as we speak. So we'll be back with more as we're getting ready for our first pitch here as the Lady Hawks getting ready to take on Royal for the third time this season in a loser-out game here in the state championship softball playoffs. So we'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawks Softball from Richland right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Lady Hawks got into the consolation round here in Richland because of a heartbreaking, tough 2-1 loss against Elma in the quarterfinals. Lady Hawks trailed 1-0 after 5. They got the equalizer in the 6th, but then Elma struck again in the top of the 7th, and we were unable to equalize again as number 5 seed ends up beating the number 4 seed, and then we end up playing the loser of Royal.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So I apologize for the break. This is what happens when you put your announcer also in charge of some technical responsibilities. I go to pick up my phone, and I end up turning the mixer off. So that ends up losing everything for everyone. I apologize. And let's take a look at other action in the quarterfinals. So we have a public school bracket consisting of Elma, College Place, Royal, and Montesano, and then you have a private school bracket of Linden Christian, Seton Catholic, Seattle Christian, and Cedar Park Christian. In the quarterfinals at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Seton Catholic beat Linden Christian 5-0 to go on to play Cedar Park Christian, who beat Seattle Christian 7-3, and those were the higher seed teams that did prevail. So they're going to play at 9 o'clock. The loser of that game will face the winner of this game at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And then, as mentioned in the public school bracket, Elma beat College Place 2-1. That was the one lone upset, if you can talk it as much. It was a 5-seed beating us as a 4-seed. And then Montesano blew out Royal 20-4. I was talking a bit with Ken James. As Royal actually got out to a 2-0 lead, and then in the second inning, Montesano went off. I believe they scored 12 runs. And without giving too much out of the way, there are some folks who monitor progress in softball in each league, you know, 1B, 2B, 1A, and so forth. And they're monitoring 1A, and they're pretty much coming to the conclusion that it's Montesano followed by the field. Montesano delivered College Place one of their two losses, 13-0, as I recall. Our other loss was to Royal on April 14th, but Montesano has just been blistering everybody. Taking a look at that doubleheader on April 14th, in the opener, we actually were going back and forth with Royal. Royal was up, I believe, 3-2 going into the 7th, and then they dropped a 10 spot on us to win going away 13-2. But then in the nightcap, we pounced right away on their number one pitcher, mind you. 5 runs in the first, and we end up wiping out the Knights to the tune of 11-0. And Ken James also says, talking to the Royal coach, says that the team is somewhat split-minded. It's like you never know what it is you're going to get. And you tend to run the same people out there, and sometimes they're completely on top of things, and other times it's a nightmare. And the Lady Knights coach goes, I never really quite know what I'm going to get. So looks like we're finally getting ready to get underway as Rio Hayes will step on the rubber. I mean, in baseball, you talk about stepping on the mound, but in fast-pitch softball, it is all level playing field. So Hayes will be on the mound for us as she will start her warm-up tosses. And she is going to be facing the Royal pitcher, Jill Allred, the shortstop in Emerson Ilis, and the catcher in Lizzie Jenks. And Hayes, man, listening to Hayes throwing warm-up pitches, man, she was making our catcher, Addie Savillage, making her mitt absolutely pop. Hayes can bring a little bit of heat out there, and I don't know if you can hear it. I tried to get that crowd mic aimed out there, and you can hear the snap as her fastball rips into Savillage's mitt. Lady Hawks with those Denver Bronco colors.
No,
I gotta talk to Ken James to see if he was responsible for those colors. Like you were saying, I'm gonna have that talk with him. With heavy blue with Bronco orange as Allred will jog out in, and she'll bat from the right-handed position as Hayes will then step to the rubber. And we're finally underway here at 8:16, only an hour and 15 minutes late. So Hayes staring down Allred, swings and fires, high fastball, ball one. They're throwing some smoke as Hayes. Anna Ortega has pitched a complete game of 12 strikeouts as Allred is going to line that pitch straight to the left fielder. Sorry, the right fielder. I beg your pardon. Shield, and we got one down. So Allred lines out to 9, and that will bring Emerson Eilis to the plate. Shortstop. Eilis looking at Hayes. Got a fastball on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. Eilis also batting from the right-handed slot. Now Hayes deals. That is going to be foul down the left field line and out of play. Out of the area altogether. Softball complex they have here, they've got four fields butted up against one another with a common area with the home plates being closest as the 0-2 pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. And Hayes strikes her out. Two down here in the first. It's a great configuration, makes really access to locate all the games, but we get a lot of pop fouls going into this common area, and very often you'll hear the heads-up call as Lizzie Jenks, the catcher, will step in, and Hayes, first pitch going to be chopped, shortstop, two bouncer, and Carly Ray fields to Peyton Moore with no problem, and the first comes to an end, three up, three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left after one half of play, we got no score. With College Place coming up here from Richland, we'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place State Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
The Lady Hawks to open up are going to send the center fielder Joyce Sutton, the second baseman Charlie Amick, and the right fielder Aubrey Shield up against Jill Allred, the senior for Royal. I believe their number one arm. She did go out against Montesano, but having gotten absolutely shelled in the second inning, you kind of have to assume that they pulled their number one pitcher so she could continue to turn in here. Look at this Graceton that looks like Leilaton there. I've got Grayson listed, so Allred deals, and that's going to be popped up on the infield. Second baseman, and no, it ends up being the shortstop Emerson will call for it. She settles underneath it, and one pitch and one down. As Graceton pops up short, that'll bring up Charlie Amick. Charlie went 0 for 3 in the opener. And Allred staring down. Now she'll deal, and Charlie's going to chop it down the third baseline. Just foul. Third baseman tried to make a play on the ball, but the umpire said, nope, no play. 0-1.
So all red will stare down as Charlie steps back in. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Charlie. Swing and a line that bounces to third base and is double clutching, and Charlie cannot quite run it out. So Amick will ground out to third. 5-3. That'll bring up Audrey Shield. Audrey went 0-2. She got hit by a pitch in the first inning in the Alma game. And she'll step in with two out. No score here. Bottom of the first. As Allred now deals, and that is going to be hit to, again, the third baseman. She catches it on two bounces, and just like that, we got another 5-3 putout, and three up and three down. No hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left. We go to the top of the second. No score between College Place and Royal. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place State Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Rio Hayes faces Haley Christensen, the second baseman, and that first pitch is going to be a foul ball down the first base line, skittering away. Avery Hill, the first baseman, and Libby Waldenar, the center fielder, will follow Haley Christensen. We've got three Christensen sisters out there. Thank heaven we're not calling basketball. 0-1 to Haley Christensen. Hayes deals just outside. 1-1. The umpires call consistently. I will say in the earlier game that would have been a strike, but this one has a tighter strike zone as Hayes just blows that next pitch right past Haley Christensen. Swings right through. She was way behind. 1-2. And we're having a I had a confusion. Apparently our coach thought she'd struck out. It was 1-2. So Hayes now ready to deal the 1-2 pitch. High. Ends up getting past the catcher. Spillage. No one on base, no harm done, 2-2. Top of the second, no score, loser out. Winner goes on to play the loser of Seton Catholic and Cedar Park Christian. The 2-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss on a rising fastball. And Hayes has her second strikeout of the game. That'll bring up the first baseman, Avery Hill. Hill coming in on the left side, batting left-handed, I should say. Technically right side home plate. And Hayes deals, swing and a miss. Knee-high fastball and just burned it right past her. 1-1. So Hill step back in, and Hayes delivers, swing and a miss. 0-2. Rio Hayes just dealing. Right now, Royal cannot catch up to her fastball. So Hayes quickly up 0-2. And now she deals the 0-2 pitch. And check swing and a miss. And another strikeout. Avery Hill will sit down. That'll bring up Libby Walden out of the center fielder. Or is that Ortega? Thank you. I'm saying that's Hayes. It is Anna Ortega out there. Thank you very much. Screwed that up. So Ortega, having pitched that first inning, deals again. That is popped up and actually, oh! That's popped up down the third baseline, then drops and spins foul. Yeah. I beg your pardon, San Rio. Yeah, Ortega pitched a complete game, and she is still dealing as fast as she ever did. So Waldenar down 0-1. That is lined down the right field line off the backstop, 0-2. They cannot catch up to Ortega. And I beg your pardon, I've read the starting lineup wrong. Sure sounded like Hayes was the pitcher. So Ortega now dealing 0-2, wanting to strike out the side, a little bit low. And you can tell Waldenar was thinking about trying to tee up on it, but then wisely waited 1-2. Ortega stepping back, now wheels and deals, swing and a miss on a rising fastball, and then Ortega strikes out the side in the second. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Striking out the side. We go to the bottom of the second. No score between Royal and College Place. You're listening to College Place Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Carly Ray to step in against Allred. And Allred wheels and deals off-speed pitch on the outside, 1-0. Carly to be followed by the pitcher, Anna Ortega, and the designated player, Rio Hayes. Carly, 1-for-3 against Elma. Step stands in with a 1-0 pitch on the way. That's also outside, 2-0. And Allred maybe pitching Carly a little careful, because Carly leading the team in home runs, RBIs, and batting average at 541. 2-0 pitch, high, 3-0. I think we had two 3-ball counts in the Elma game, and this is the first 3-0 count I can remember seeing today. Allred just doesn't want to mess much with Carly Ray, it looks like. The 3-0 pitch on the way. That's going to be outside, and Carly Ray draws a 4-pitch walk. So the leadoff man is bored, and that'll bring up Anna Ortega. Batting left-handed. It's Allred feeding into her. Ray on first base. Ortega waiting for the Allred deal. And here she comes. Swing and a miss at a rising fastball. Ray, however, is going to then steal second. Ray was off with the first pitch. And now we've got ourselves a man, a woman, rather, in scoring position. The hit and run perhaps is on as Ortega sits in for the 0-1 pitch on the way. Off speed that drops in for a strike, 0-2. Didn't see a lot of heat and fast pitch softball, but that was a genuine off speed pitch. 0-2 now to Anna Ortega. And awaiting the 0-2 pitch, fastball is going to be chopped down the first right field line, and the first baseman will pick that up. But that advances Carly Ray to third and puts her what is that, 60 feet away? Credit Ann Ortega with a sacrifice. That'll bring up Real Hayes. Hayes was not on the field for the Elma game, so this is her first at-bat of the day, if I remember, if I got everything in order. And you've got Carly Rae on at third base with one down. All Reds' first pitch looked to me like a ball. I got no designation, so we're going to call it 1-0. All Reds' 1-0 pitch. That's going to be way outside. 2-0. Nope, they're saying that first pitch was a strike, so now it's 1-1. Hayes hunkered in that right-hand slot. All Red considers her armband. Now she's going to deal 1-1. Here she comes, swinging a pop-up towards the middle of the infield. The second baseman is going to field it, and Ray is going to have to hold third. So Rio Hayes, unfortunately, pops out to the second baseman.
Yo, Peyton. Be quiet here, Peyton.
That'll bring up Peyton Moore. We had a Moore sister out there. I can't tell if it was Peyton or Paige. She will bat left. And first pitch is going to be outside, 1-0. Carly Rae, leadoff walk, steals second, sacrifice to third. Then Hayes pops out to second. Now we've got Peyton Moore trying to bring her home. High pitch is going to go to the backstop, and Rae is going to get home. As the catcher then throws the pitcher, but it ends up being missed. So we're going to call that a wild pitch, and Carly Rae scores on that. I'm going to say no RBI, and you got one run in here in the second. 1-0 College Place. Two down. Now the bases are empty, and Peyton Moore can swing away with a 2-0 count. Yeah, that was a high pitch. I'm going to call that a wild pitch rather than a pass ball. So Allred now deals, that's an off-speed pitch that coasts in for a strike, 2-1. Two-one pitch. Now on the way, swing and a miss. Peyton was just straight up late on that, 2-2. We do have a run in. No base hits. Technically, no errors. You don't call a wild pitch an error. 2-2 pitch now on the way to Peyton Moore. Swing and popped up. Oh, man, that's almost going to come down on us. The catcher, however, is going to go back against the backstop. It can't quite track it down, so Peyton Moore gets another life. The catcher Jenks had a crack at it, but she was coming right up against the fence and might have been a little bit rattled by that. One in, two down, bases empty. Here in the bottom of the second. Loser out game. Peyton Moore is going to slap that one foul over the backstop into that area where if patrons aren't paying attention, they can get themselves in trouble. Still 2-2. All Red looks at the bench and looks at her wrist. It's got some signals on that wrist. And now the 2-2 pitch to Peyton Moore once again. That's going to be lofted into left field. The left field going back, and she ended up double tracking. And she had to end up playing it on a bounce. So Peyton Moore, credit her with a double. Although arguably, the left fielder, C. Christensen, should have been able to make that play. So with two out, now we got Peyton Moore on second. And that'll bring up Layla Ton. Layla went 0 for 2. And Layla number 3. It's Layla number 3. Layla is number 3. Yes, indeed. Layla went 0 for 2 against Elma. And she's got Peyton Moore on a second with two down and one in. And she fouls that one straight back. That was a low fastball. It could have been ball one. Instead, 0-1 on Junior.
Come on,
One run, technically on one hit, although we end up scoring a run with no hits. End up scoring on a walk, stolen base, sacrifice, and a wild pitch. It's going to loft that, and it's going to end up dropping past the pitcher, and the shortstop can't get the ball in time. It's not even a Texas leaguer. It was just a tiny little blooper that got ahead of the pitcher. And Leila Tan, we're going to credit with a single. And Peyton Moore will extend to third base. So we have women at the corners. That'll bring up Paige Moore, the third baseman. Got two hits now here in the second inning. As Allred deals, low pitch, and Leila Tan is going to steal second uncontested.
How busy things are.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high-performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So I apologize. We keep having technical difficulties. The cable got disconnected. So here we are. We are in the top of the third. We have two Men out, the Lady Hawks did score one. They did score one in the second on the strength of a walk to Carly Ray, a stolen base, a sacrifice to third, and then a wild pitch brought her home. We did end up getting two more hits, but then did not proceed from there. Grayson Tan then led off the top of the third with a double, and she has been stuck out there facing two more outs. Let's see. We've got Carly Ray up there right now. Yeah, Carly, who scored our run, is in an 0-2 count, and she's had two foul balls to the back here. And now we'll step in 0-2 one more time. So the Lady Hawks had runners, stranded two so far. We've got one more out there that was leadoff double, would love to get her home. As Carly steps in 0-2, all red deals. Ooh. Inside fastball just off the plate. And in fairness, I mentioned this umpire earlier. Umpires, it's important for them to be consistent with regards to their strike zones. And this guy is a tight strike zone, but he's very consistent with it. 1-2 to Carly Ray. All red, checks the bench, checks her wrist, fires 1-2. That's an off-speed pitch outside, 2-2. In the meantime, Ann Ortega has been dealing. She has, I believe, out of nine batters faced, she has six strikeouts and has faced the minimum. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Carly Ray. Swing and a line down the left field line. Fair ball! That is going to bring home Grayson Tan as Carly Ray coasts into second with a two-out RBI double, making it 2-0 College Place. Carly just stuck with it. And she ends up getting an RBI double. As Grayson Tan will score from second, and that will bring up Ann Ortega. Ortega sacrificed Carly Ray ahead to third in the first inning as Allred deals off speed on the outside part of the plate. 0-1. Allred's got a convincing off speed pitch because she delivers it like a fastball. She deals down 0-1, and Ortega gave a check swing, and the field umpire, currently situated around shortstop, said she did not go around. 1-1. 2-0 College Place. Man on second, two down. Oh, and badly fooled by a low off-speed pitch as Ortega was way out in front of that, making it 1-2. Ortega from the left hand facing 1-2. Now that's ripped down the right field line, but right at the right fielder. That was Bergeson, and she ends up lining out to right, but not before the Lady Hawks end up scoring again. One run on two hits. No errors and one man left. We go to the top of the fourth. College Place 2, Royal nothing. We'll be back with the top of the fourth. You're listening to College Place State Playoff Baseball Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
We go to the top of the fourth, and College Place up 2-0 here over Royal. And we had scored in the second on a leadoff walk by Carly Ray, stolen base, sacrifice from Ann Ortega, and then she scored on a wild pitch. And then bottom of the third, Grayson Tan leads off with a double, and we end up getting two more outs, but Carly Ray steps up again, clutch. She was down 0-2, worked it to 2-2, and drove the ball down the left field line for a two-out, one-run double. So Ortega, her second time through, will face the top of the order once again. in Jill Allred, Emerson Eilis, and Lizzie James. And Allred fouls the first offering off down the left field line. Bouncing away. Allred flew out to right field in the first inning. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 strikeouts so far for Anna Ortega. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Allred. Swing and a foul straight back. His backstops deep, getting work here. 0-2 quickly. Anna Ortega getting ahead. Now the 0-2 pitch on the way to Allred. Swing and a miss. 7 strikeouts now for Anna Ortega, and she'll face Emerson Eilis, the shortstop. She struck out in the first. Ortega quickly looking in, dealing. High fastball. 1-0. Eilis waiting for the pitch. Fouls that over the backstop. Down the first baseline. 1-1. Whole lot different playing under the lights here in Richland. We got into the mid-80s in that game against Elma. It's comfortable, I'd say, mid-70s right now. And that pitch is going to be popped straight back. It can just got over the backstop. 1-2. Village went back to take a look, but the ball ended up going into the stands. One and two to Eilis. Joanna! Now steps back, looks in, toes the rubber, nods, and now she's swinging the 1-2 pitch. Ooh, just outside, 2-2. Tight strike zone from our umpire. Again, no objection. He's very, very consistent. He's very consistent. You want consistency in your umpires. 2-2 now. Ooh, a little bit low. 3-2. This is the first full count that Ortega's given Royal today. 2-0 College Place, top of the fourth. College Place looking to play tomorrow as the loser goes home. And now the 3-2 pitch, swing and a foul straight back.
2-4.
Eilis making Ortega work here in the fourth inning. Staring down at Svilich. And now she's ready to go. Swing and a miss. Ends up popping out of the mitt, and Svilich will go to first for the K and the 2-3 put out. So Eilis strikes out for the second time. And that'll bring up Lizzie Jenks, the catcher, who ground to shortstop to end the first inning. And Anna Ortega continues to face the minimum here in the top of the fourth. Jenks looks in and watches a bowler pitch skitter in 1-0. One and zero to Jenks. Here she comes, swinging a foul at the plate. Ends up skittering down the third baseline. 1-1. Got a little bit of chatter. We're slightly closer to the Royal bench, and you can hear them chattering down there. The 1-1 pitch on the way now to Jenks. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Man, when she decides to bring the high heat, they simply cannot catch up to it. 1-2. And Ortega just slinging here tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Low and outside, 2-2. It's having to work a little bit more her second time through the lineup, but even with that second time through the lineup, she's faced the minimum so far. 2-2 to Jenks. Here we go. High fastball swing and a foul back. And Svilich will gather it back in. And feed it back to Ortega. Ortega swinging just as hard against Elma, but Elma was able to put a bit more barrel on the ball. Not on a whole lot of occasion, but on just enough to eke out that 2-1 victory. Here's the 2-2 pitch now to Jenks. Oh, just outside 3-2. And you know what? Anna Ortega knew it. She smiled to herself. She goes, yeah, I was trying to paint too close. She's smiling at Svilich and the umpire. So now full count to Jenks. Here's the 3-2 pitch to her. Swing and a miss. And Ortega continues to face the minimum through four after 3.5. It is College Place 2, Royal nothing. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place State Playoff Baseball. Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Jill Allred will still be out there towing the rubber for Royal as Lady Hawks up 2-0. And the Hawks will send Rio Hayes, Peyton Moore, and Layla Tan up against Allred. Would be ready to go, but Jenks, the catcher, closed out the top of the fourth, and she's got to get a couple of warm-up pitches. They're going to take a little bit more time, and he just gave her one, and she throws to shortstop, and now we're ready to go. So that'll bring Hayes up. Hayes popped out to second in the second inning. Now I got the umpire consulting with Jenks for some reason, as Allred putting her mask on. Jenks hands her a water bottle after her coach. Now Hayes will step in. And Allred now will toe the rubber. Again, she looks at the bench, and then she looks at this wristband she's got, and then she's ready to deal to open the bottom of the fourth. It's an off-speed pitch, strike one. And Hayes' off-speed pitch has got it's a genuine off-speed pitch, but her delivery looks like the fastball. Genuine changeup. The 0-1 pitch on the way, high raising fastball, much too high. Hayes watched it go past, make it 1-1. Hayes waiting as Allred consults. Now the 1-1 pitch ready to go. And that's an off-speed pitch low and outside, 2-1. Lady Hawks scored a run with no hits in the second inning, and then they put together a couple of doubles in the third for the 2-0 lead. And Hayes is going to rip that past the third baseman down into the corner, and she's turning for two, and she's going to make it easily. Rio Hayes will open the fourth inning with a leadoff double. And that is exactly what we did in the third. It was Grayson Tan with a leadoff double. And now we've got Peyton Moore hoping to try and follow through. Peyton Moore actually doubled in the second but was unable to come home. Ended up advancing as far as third. So Peyton, as a left-hander, swings and fouls that straight back. 0-1. 2-0 College Place, bottom of the fourth.
Go, Peyton.
We got our leadoff man on second in Rio Hayes here in the fourth. Nobody out. So Peyton waiting for the 0-1 pitch. Now all red deals. And that's going to be a fastball on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. Sorry, 0-2. I beg your pardon. It was 0-1 to start with. Saul Red looking to the bench. Then she looks at her wristband. And now she'll deliver the 0-2 pitch to Peyton Ward. Foul tip into the catcher's mitt, and we're going to call that a strike. So that means Peyton Moore struck out. So one down here on the fourth with men on. That'll bring up Layla Tong. And Layla singled in the second inning. So we got men on second and third with two out, unable to bring any of them home. But happily, Carly Ray had already scored in that inning. Swing and a miss on Allred's first offering. That was just a rising fastball that Layla could not get in front of. 0-1. Rio Hayes still sitting out there at second with one down here in the fourth.
Go, Layla.
Layla waiting as Allred goes through the business of looking at the bench and her wristband and delivers 0-1. Swing and a foul straight back. 0-2. Paige Moore on deck for College Place. Choking up a little bit on that bat, down 0-2. Now all red leans back and deals. That's going to be popped up under the third baseman. And notice Paige Christensen is able to squeeze it home. And once again, it's interesting, the Lady Hawks get the leadoff double and then quickly get two outs as Layla Tom pops out to the third baseman. That'll bring up Paige Moore, who popped out to shortstop to end that two-out rally in the second. You could call it a rally. We were up. Let's see if she can bring Rio Hayes home. As first pitch is going to get past the pitcher, we're going to call that a pass ball, as eminently could have caught that, and Rio Hayes will hustle into third on the pass ball. Paige Moore still got to get a base hit with two down, at least presumably. Assuming good defense. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul down the right side. 1-1. Rio Hayes on at third with two down. She had a leadoff double. Ends up getting third on a pass ball during this at-bat. 2-0 College Place. Bottom of the fourth. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul at the plate. That makes it 1-2. And Jinx was sitting there thinking, I got to tag her out. But it was a 1-1 pitch, so we're still alive. So Paige Moore will step in again. Allred looks at the bench, looks at her wristband, now leans in, and deals 1-2. Swing and a pop-up too short, and shortstop Emerson is able to settle underneath it. And for the second time, Paige Moore pops out to short, and that will end the second inning. This time, Lady Hawks end up stranding the runner. No runs on one hit. No errors. We had a pass ball, and one man left. We go to the top of the fifth, and College Place leading Royal 2-0. Here in this loser out game in state softball playoffs. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So Anna Ortega on her second trip through the Royal lineup has faced the minimum, and she will face Haley Christensen, Avery Hill, and Libby Waldenar. And every one of them went down via strikeout in the second inning. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 strikeouts for Anna Ortega. She has been mowing the Knights down here. So Hallie Christensen will step in for the second time. And Ortega looks and deals. And we got a bunt. And it's a beauty. Going to be fielded by the third baseman. And it ends up getting past the first baseman. And so that perfect game, which I never did specifically call, is now over. Paige Moore had to hustle in and try and gather that in and then threw to her sister. And Peyton was unable to gather it in at first base. But I'll tell you what, head coach for College Place is coming out talking to the umpires. I think he might be arguing perhaps an interference call, as the way the bunt went down, Christensen may have blocked Savilich. Oh, they're calling out on interference. Woo! Look at that. So, yep, that's it. So, man, we're going to call... What on earth do you call that? Do you call that a successful bunt with an interference? I'm simply going to call it out on interference. I don't know, but at any rate, Anna Ortega continues to face the minimum, and so she'll end up facing Avery Hill, who struck out also in the second, and she swings and misses 0-1. Quickly, the 0-1 on the way. Rising fastball is going to be high, ball one, 1-1. So I guess you don't call that a single. I guess you get called out on interference. The 0-1 pitch, the 1-1 pitch on the way. That also is going to be high, making it 2-1. Reader board reads 1-1. Am I confused? Certainly possible. I'm still calling it the 2-1 pitch. And alive. Hill swings right through it. Scoreboard says 1-2. Let's see what the umpire has to say. No, he's not going to give us an indication. So we'll call it the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be outside. I'm going to call that 2-2. So we'll stay with it.
Go too far.
Top of the fifth. College Place up 2-0. Anna Ortega has faced the minimum. And now a 2-2 strike. The 2-2 pitch is going to be inside, strike three, sit down. Avery Hill strikes out looking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That is Anna Ortega's 10th strikeout, and that'll bring up Libby Waldenar, who also struck out in the second, as Ortega struck out the side. First pitch is going to be low, ball one. 1-0. Ortega staring in now, deals 1-0 to Waldenar. That's going to be outside, 2-0. So when you're talking baseball, this would be a hitter's pitch. Softball, things can be a little bit different, because the way she's been slinging, she could sit there and put it dead red down the middle, and I'm not sure Waldenar can catch up to it. The 2-0 pitch is just on the outside part of the plate, 2-1. And we've got some headlights directly behind us. Now they're just going to have to live with it. So Svilich will have to adjust. The 2-1 pitch. Ooh, check swing. Did not go around, 3-1.
Go too far.
So Ortega's still trying to get through the lineup with the facing the minimum, but she's down 3-1. And that 3-1 pitch now on the way, just right down Main Street, 3-2. Yeah, and Waldenar was taking that all along. But now anything close going to make her take the bat off her shoulders. 3-2 to Libby Waldenar, trying to coax a walk. And Ortega, oh, just outside. And Waldenar will take a base on balls. And so the minimum is now over. They got their first real base runner of the game. Said Haley Christensen, Supposedly got on with a bunt single, but ended up being called out on interference. So that'll bring up Sarah Bergeson, who struck out looking in the third. First pitch is going to be low. Ball one. And Ortega having a little bit of trouble with the strike zone here in the fifth. Lady Hawks up 2-0. Got a man on first with two down. With her first walk of the game. Ortega, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. Still hear that pop. Ortega. Now looking in, and the 1-1 pitch on the way. Swinging, chopped. It almost stopped it short. Short right left field actually ended up picking up, but it ends up being a short single by Bergeson. So that is the first hit of the game. As Waldenauer will go to second. And in theory, Leah Christensen represents the go-ahead run with two down here in the top of the fifth. As Ortega slings, fastball on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. And Leah Christensen just looking at it. The 0-1 pitch now on the way to Leah Christensen. Fastball swung on and drilled down the right field line, foul. 0-2. So Ortega quickly getting ahead of Leah Christensen. Paige Christensen on deck if her sister Leah can get on here. Ortega probably wanting a punch out to get out of this. Two on, two down. Hawks up 2-0. The 0-2. Strike three called, sent down, and she does get out of it. Leah Christensen strikes out to snuff out a would-be rally, and the shutout is complete. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We had, let's see, what do we have? No runs, one hit, two men left on base, and Lady Hawks leading 2-0 going to the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk State Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Hawks will send Grayson Tan, Charlie Amick, and Audrey Shield in to face All Red. She was still out there. Lady Hawks up 2-0. Tan will be up. She is 1-for-2. She popped up to shortstop in the first, and she doubled and scored in the third. So All Red looking in at the southpaw Tan, and she walks in and takes an Ichiro swing at it and chops it at the plate, foul, 0-1. And how Ichiro sometimes would step into it, you know, almost start to move down the first base line. That was the sort of move that Grayson Tan put into that swing. But it's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch from All Red now on the way. Swing, and that's sharply hit the shortstop. Ends up going off of her glove, and they're not going to catch Grayson as she is now 2-for-2. That's a straight-up single. I mean, you in theory could say that the shortstop bobbled it, but the fact is that ball was smartly hit. And the shortstop, Emerson, was frankly lucky just to stop it. That'll bring up Charlie Amick. And Amick is 0-for-2. So I was having technical issues with what she did in the third inning. She'll step in. And the opening pitch to her. It's going to be a drag punt down the third baseline. It's going to be a beauty, and they're saying it was foul. Oh, are they calling interference on Charlie? Are they calling interference? Or are they calling a strike?
Okay, Charlie.
Yep. Drag butt by Charlie, but they're going to call her out on interference. That's the second interference call we've had this evening. That'll bring up Audrey Shield. She ground out the third and was out in the first and then ended up being out. Off-speed pitch is going to end up being a ball. And Grace Linton was stealing second. And Jenks made a pretty good throw, but that off-speed pitch gave Grace Linton just one more step, and she successfully steals second. So credit Grayson with the stolen base. That gets her into scoring position with one down here in the fifth. The 1-1 pitch is a high rising fastball that Shields swings right through 1-2. And it's saying 1-1. Thank you. How'd they get 1-2 out of that? So the 1-1 pitch swing, and it's going to be popped up to second base. And Healy Christensen's able to settle right underneath it and easily makes the play. That'll bring up Carly Ray. Carly is 2 for 2. She has a single and scored in. She had a double and an RBI in the third. So Carly off has been our offense for us as the first pitch is an off-speed pitch outside 1-0. Grayson Tom leads off the second and then comes back. Two down here, and Grayson Tom once again on second. This is where Carly Ray drove her home earlier. Let's see if she can do it again. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball right down Main Street, 1-1. Carly just looking it in. And the redhead looking in. All red looking to the bench. Jacks her wristband. And now she lays in, spins the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be off speed outside, 2-1.
Let's go, Carly.
The interesting thing about All Red's off speed pitch, her delivery looks just like a fastball, but oddly enough, the instant it leaves her hand, you're realizing it's off speed. 2-1 to Carly Ray. And that fastball is going to be inside. Backs are off the plate, 3-1. Carly'd be happy with a base on balls, but I think what she'd really like is a base knock and see if she can't bring home Grayson Tom for the second time this evening. He hacks up 2-0. Two down here in the fifth, one man on. All right, again, checking the bench, checks her wristband. And now she's ready and deals the 3-1 pitch to Carly Ray. High fastball and walks her. So Carly gets the base on balls, and we have two men on for Anna Ortega. Ortega is 0 for 1. She successfully sacrificed Carly Ray ahead in the second inning and then flew out to right field in the third. Ortega looking kind of menacing from that left-handed position. Takes a pitch on the outside. 1-0. And the Royal infield is really concerned with keeping Chris and Ton close at second. A 1-0 pitch on the way to Ortega. Swing and a foul at the plate. Goes to the backstop. And I got a little bit fooled on that pitch. It was a late swing and just made contact with the 1-1. Ortega. Now hunkering and All Red continuing checking the bench and a wristband. Now the 1-1 pitch. Ooh, swing and a miss. A rare miss for Ortega. 1-2. And that was a fastball, too. It was right in the wheelhouse. Just missed it. Saul Red checking her wrist. Now leans in and delivers the 1-2 pitch. That's off speed. Off the plate, 2-2. Ortega constantly ready. All Red's got to check the bench. Got to check her wristband. Now she's ready to deal. 2-2 with two down. Up 2-0. High fastball, 3-2. And one pitch away from juicing the bases. Ortega's worked her way back from 1-2 to fill the count. It is 3-2. And Allred's got to come in with this. We'll see what Ortega can do with it. She checks her wristband. Now tilts her head to the right and delivers a 3-2 pitch. Swing, and that's going to be a line drive into left center field for a base hit.
We got Tom coming around third. She's going to score.
And we've got the next base runner coming in, and that is a two-run single by Anna Ortega. Delivers two runs batted in, and it is 4-0 College Place.
As Carly Ray and Grayson Tan both score, and now we're going to have an infield conference as Ortega is going to end up getting replaced by Abel Long. Abel Long will go out there and run for Ortega.
So Allred's going to stay out there, but the Lady Hawks up now 4-0. A reminder, this is a loser out game. The winner is going to play 1 o'clock tomorrow against the loser of Seton Catholic Cedar Park Christian. That game taking place at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So if we win this game, we'll play at 1. We just won't know who. Just yet, Rio Hayes to step up. And she is 1-2.
Go, Rio.
As her first pitch is an off-speed. She doubled in the fourth. And that pitch is going to be chopped down the third base line. First baseman has to come up to get it. Quickly throws to first and got Hayes. So she'll be out 5-3, but not before the Lady Hawks score again. Two runs on two hits. No errors. One man left. We go to the sixth inning, and College Place has doubled their lead. They're up over Royal 4-0 here in Richland. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawks State Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the pressure's off Anna Ortega after 4 2/3, a perfect ball. She ends up giving a base on balls, then giving up a single, but doesn't give up any runs, so the pressure's off in terms of providing perfection. And now the pressure's even farther off as she's got herself a 4-run cushion. College Place leads Royal 4-0. Ortega here in the sixth will face Avery Hill, Libby Waldenar, and Sarah Bergeson. Hill has struck out twice, once swinging, once looking. And Deal swinging through a fastball that was just way behind 0-1. Struck out swinging in the second, struck out looking in the fifth. And the 0-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Ortega just frankly throwing smoke to Avery Hill. And Hill has not been able to keep up with it. Now Ortega's ready to go. The 0-2 pitch is a low fastball right there. Strikes out looking for the second inning in a row. That'll bring up Libby Waldenar. And Waldenar is 0-1. She struck out in the second. She ended the perfect game by earning a base on balls in the fifth inning. First pitch is going to be a high fastball, 1-0. No, I've got that wrong. That was Paige Christensen. No, she's going to end up roping that ball down the right field line, and I've got the wrong. That was Jill Allred with a single. I've been announcing the wrong people. I'm just a mess tonight. Yeah, that was Paige Christensen that struck out. So one down, and Jill Allred on with a one-out single. That will bring up Emerson Eilis. Eilis is 0-2. She struck out twice, but then got put out by the catcher. And she will bunt. That'll be fielded by Ortega, who will then go to first base. So we get a bunt sacrifice from Emerson Ilis. Sacrifice ends up being put out 1-3. And on that play, Allred will go to second base. But with two down. And that'll bring up the catcher, Lizzie Jenks. Jenks is 0 for 2. She's ground out to short and struck out the fourth. And she's going to chop to third base quickly, swallowed up by Moore, who then feeds to Moore. And nevertheless, we get a base runner, but all the same, but Lizzie Jenks puts things to an end pretty quickly. No runs on one hit, one man left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. College Place leading 4-0. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place State Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
We go to the bottom of the sixth, and College Place up 4-0. Ann Ortega pretty much been dealing here. Had a perfect game. Late into the fifth inning, she's given up a total of two hits. And I believe Allred is still out there. And for the second time, we're having to wait because Jenks ended the inning, and she's the catcher, so we got to wait for her to arm her up. And you got to let Allred toss her one pitch. So Jenks will take this, and then she'll turn around and throw to second. And she almost lost the pitch, but still managed to gather it in and put it away.
Go, Peyton.
So Allred will face Peyton Moore, Layla Tan, and Paige Moore here in the sixth inning. Peyton Moore, 1-for-2. She struck out in the fourth and doubled in the second. But that was with two out, and we were unable to bring her home. So Peyton batting from that left-handed position. Faces Allred, and Allred delivers a high fastball, 1-0. Peyton. And Allred is consistently. She'll check the bench. She checks her wristband. And now she's ready to deal the 1-0 pitch on the way to Peyton Moore. That's a fastball way outside, 2-0. And Allred may be getting a little gassed. I'm fairly certain she pitched some of that Montesano game, but probably got pulled as Royal got shelled by 10 runs or more in the second by Montesano. 2-0 pitch. That is going to be tattooed into left field, and that's going to go through the gap and almost reach the wall. And Peyton is going to hustle into second once again with a stand-up double.
We got 10. Good job.
That's Peyton Moore's second double of the evening. And the Lady Hawks once again had the leadoff man aboard at second. And we've done this three times so far this evening. Managed to bring him home twice. And Layla Tan has done it once herself. Layla 0 for 2, though, having passed out or ground, popped out rather the shortstop. Nope. I beg your pardon. That is incorrect. Layla singled in the second. The single in the second, and she popped out to, she lined out rather to third and fourth. So Layla facing an 0-1 pitch with Paige Moore hanging on at second and tries to bunt it and ends up putting it foul down the left field line. That's a high pitch. It's very, very difficult to manage. It's a bunt. Quickly not down 0-2. You're probably going to have to give up on the bunt. Tell you what, if Allred knew that was coming, that was a well-placed pitch. Look to the bench, look to her wrist. Now she's ready to deliver 0-2 to Layla Tan, and here she comes swinging. That's going to be popped up on the infield. Shortstop is going to settle underneath that, and Emerson is able to put it away.
Okay.
So Leilaton will pop out to short, and that'll bring up Paige Moore. Try and bring home her sister, but Paige has popped out shortstop both times, second inning and fourth inning. Looking to bring home her sister. As All Red looks in and deals, swing and pops straight back. 0-1. Four nothing College plays bottom of the sixth. This might be our last turn at bat, knock on wood. Paige waving that bat. Here comes the 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Just pushed right through it. Paige down 0-2. Trying to bring home her sister Peyton, who's out there on second. Leadoff double. And one down here in the sixth. All Red looks in. The 0-2 pitch. Swing, and that's going to be driven into left field, but high enough that the left fielder Layla Christensen is able to gather it in. So this time Paige goes out to left field. Definite improvement. But nevertheless, it's going to be an out. So that'll leave it to Grayson Tahn. Grayson Tahn is 2-for-3. She's lined out short. Doubled and scored in the third. And she singled in the fifth. Do I have that right? And she kind of offers a bunt and pulls back at the last second, making it 1-0.
Go for it!
Grayson waiting, and again does that little Ichiro thing when she tries to pull away. And pitch, the off-speed pitch is going to be low and outside 2-0. Peyton Moore on at second. Two down here in the sixth. Lady Hawks up 4-0. 2-0 pitch is going to be fouled straight back. 2-1.
Go for
it. Grayson knew she was late on that. Now she'll step in and wait as All Red looks at the bench and then looks at her wrist. Now she's ready to wheel the 2-1 pitch. Here she comes. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Grayson Tom's got that Ichiro move where you start walking into the pitch. And waiting for the 2-2 pitch. And here she comes, swinging a foul straight back. So Deuces Wild continue. We got a woman on second. We got ball. We got two balls, two strikes, two out here in the sixth. And Grayson, once again, trying to bring Peyton Moore home. Grayson with that ball on, or that bat rather, on her shoulder, waiting for the 2-2. Here she comes, swinging a little chopper to third. Playing way up, and the third baseman managed to get it first, and the sixth inning will come to an end with Grayson Tahn rounding out 5-3. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left, and after six, we go to the top of the seventh, and Ortega is going to try and pitch us into tomorrow with College Place leading 4-0 over Royal. We'll be back with the top of the seventh. You're listening to College Place Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So we go to the top of the seventh, and if Anna Ortega can keep wheeling like she's been doing throughout, the Lady Hawks will play their way into a 1 p.m. game tomorrow. Winner of this game will face the loser of Seton Catholic Cedar Park Christian. That game slate taking place at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Lady Hawks trying to get into the final day of this tournament. And she'll face Haley Christensen, Avery Hill, and Libby Waldener. Christensen struck out and was out on interference. earlier, and low fastball. We got a check swing strike. And Haley quickly digs herself an 0-1 hole. Ortega looking, dealing. High fastball outside, 1-1. Ortega's control dropped off a little bit in the fifth inning, but she is still dealing out there. 1-1 to Haley Christensen. Fastball swing and a foul tip into the mitt, 1-2. Trying to get Waldenar to strike out again. Waldenar wasn't even trying to swing. She ended up bunting and then get called up in interference in fifth. 1-1 pitch fouled straight back. 1-2. So Ortega looking in, dealing 1-2 again. High fastball 2-2. Top of the seventh. College plays up 4-0. Trying to play into tomorrow. The 2-2 pitch. Ooh. Fastball just low. 3-2. We got some fans were clapping for the strikeout. In fairness, this umpire, he has a tight strike zone, but he is consistent with it. Full count now to Haley Christensen. 3-2. Ortega dealing. Fastball strike 3 called. So Christensen strikes out for the second time, this time looking. And Lady Hawks, two outs away, going to face Avery Hill. Hill is 0-2. She's struck out swinging in the second, looking in the fifth. I called her up last inning. I was incorrect. I was reading my scorecard wrong. As first pitch, swing and a miss. Avery Hill from the left side of the plate just has difficulty keeping up with Anna Ortega. And Ortega now slinging 0-1. Fastball a little bit low. 1-1. And that ref, he is consistent. It's called a good game. Solid, consistent game. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pure smoke, and Avery Hill cannot catch up with it. 1-2. So Hill step in again. And Ortega looking in, now dealing 1-2. Swing and miss, sit down. Avery Hill strikes out for the third time tonight, and that'll bring up Libby Waldenar. The last hope for Royal. Waldenar is 0-1. She struck out in the second. She drew a base on balls to eliminate a perfect game in the fifth, giving Royal their first base runner. Two down here, and the first pitch is going to be swung and popped back. It's going to be off the backstop. Can't make a play on it. 0-1. Waldenar got all the way down to first base. Now she's going to jog back. Now she'll step in on the right-handed side of home plate, and Ortega will step up and toe the rubber. Looks in, and now she's going to deal 0-1. Here she comes. That's a strike that actually goes off of Spillage's glove, 0-2. Yeah. I was right down Main Street and just went off the glove. And Wegener just looked at it. The 0-2 pitch. Oh, man, line right past. I'll tell you what. Ortega almost put a glove on that. It was line right past her, as Waldenar ends up getting a two-out single, and that'll bring up Sarah Bergeson. Bergeson is 1-2. She struck out looking in the third and singled in the fifth. Which actually put two men on, but then Leah Christian struck out to end the threat in the fifth. First pitch is going to be swung and fouled straight back. 0-1. And Ortega's still dealing. There's mustard on that ball. And she's choking up on the bat. She's not trying to go yard. She's just trying to make contact. 0-1 with a man on first. Here she comes. Fastball. Strike two called. Nice low strike, and it's game time. 4-0 College Place. Two strikes on Sarah Bergeson. Two out. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and College Place will go on. And Ortega had her share of strikeouts tonight. As College Place will go on to play the final game of the tournament, they beat Royal 4-0 here in a late first pitch here in Richland. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next. You're listening to College Place Playoff Softball from Richland right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So College Place on this Saturday here ends up losing a heartbreaker to Elma, putting themselves in the consolation round. But in the consolation round, they beat a nemesis in the Royal Knights for the second time this season, 4-0. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for College Place. No runs, two hits, one error for Royal. I meant to count them up, and I will actually take the time to do that for you. That two-hitter brought to you by Anna Ortega, and she punched out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 hitters on a two-hit shutout in an effort to extend the Lady Hawks season, and she does so. So the Lady Hawks are going to come back here to Richland again tomorrow at 1 p.m. They are going to take on the loser of Seton Catholic Cedar Park Christian. That game's slated to take place at 9 o'clock tomorrow, so we will not know who our opponent is until we get here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We will see you then. Once again, your final here from Richland. College Place 4, Royal nothing. Royal goes home. College Place keeps playing tomorrow. We will see you then. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Softball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.